Accounting Hour does not create or imply an attorney-client relationship unless otherwise stated. Tax Law Solutions and its affiliates are not a law firm. The information contained in the Tax Planning Hour is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific income tax issues, nor a substitute for formal tax opinion, nor can it be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties that may be imposed with regard to the tax consequences arising from any transactions or matters discussed within this program.
Coming up on the Tax Planning Hour today, we will talk with Richard Kolumbic and Dave Runge, founders of Tax Law Solutions. We'll talk about how we can potentially save your business tens of thousands of dollars in taxes on an annualized basis. We will talk about that and so much more on the Tax Planning Hour. It's next.
This show brought to you by Tax Law Solutions, strategic tax planning with proven results.
The Tax Planning Hour with your hosts Dave Runge and Richard Kolumbic. The Tax Planning Hour takes a deep dive into how business owners can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in taxes annually. Doug has over 30 years of business experience, from startups to Fortune 500 companies, and Richard is a tax attorney and CPA with a passion for interpreting the tax code. Together, they created Tax Law Solutions and have been helping others save on taxes for more than 10 years. And welcome in, everybody. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. This is the Tax Planning Hour, and with me in studio, of course, co-founders of Tax Law Solutions, Dave Runge and Richard Kolumbic. And just if you'll allow me, guys, Dave, you are your pedigree, if you will. You're an Oxford PhD. You're a former CEO of multiple companies. Love those stories, by the way. You're a former Fortune 500 division president, former Deloitte consulting partner, and just an all-around good guy. And then we have got Richard Kolumbic. Richard, you're a CPA, you're a tax law attorney, and you're one of the top tax lawyers listed by the National Law Journal, the former chairman of the State Federal Tax Committee. You've written a new book called coming out soon. We're going to talk about that. You're also featured speaker by CPA societies, bar associations, other professional groups. Dave, Richard, hi, how are you? Welcome.
Thank you,
hey,
Steve.
Great to be here.
Yeah, you know, and again, I'm glad you indulged me to talk about your background a little bit. Dave, you know, I'll start with you. I mean, you have obviously a great business sense about you, and that's really sort of what led to Tax Law Solutions.
It is. Most businessmen and women are quite busy running their businesses and trying to make money, and eventually they want to keep some of what they've worked really hard to earn. And I've sat in their chairs. I've felt their concern. I felt their anger at having worked so hard and seemingly not getting ahead. And having sat in their chairs, it helps me understand their motivations and how to help them.
And Dave, from a business standpoint, is that something that's just kind of been your passion your whole life, is business in general? And did you have a specific direction you were heading?
Business has been my profession. Fortunately, my partner brings the tax law expertise and I bring the business expertise.
Right.
Having sat in the corner offices of some pretty large companies, I've seen how they do their planning. I've seen how they design their businesses for financial and tax efficiency. And I very much enjoy the challenge of running and growing a business. It's say the American dream is starting your own business. Sometimes it feels like the American nightmare. It's a lot of fun at the end of the day, and on balance, I love it. There's nothing I'd rather do than navigate at the helm of business.
Well, and again, so Dave, you are on that side. And then, you know, Richard Kolumbic. Richard, you are a CPA, tax attorney, and boy, the two of you combined to create Tax Law Solutions is amazing. And Richard, you are, can I just call you a tax nerd?
I think would be probably pretty appropriate, Steve.
Okay, well then
some might take offense. I actually think it's pretty cute and funny.
Well, good.
But I'm a tax nerd. That's what I like doing.
Yeah, well, and again, so just so folks understand, you literally dig into the tens of thousands of pages of tax law and begin to interpret things that can be beneficial for a closely held business.
Well, that's correct. The fact is the tax code is pretty darn thick, and any tax professional will tell you that it's impossible to know everything in the tax code. And once you get through the tax code, there's literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of regulations interpreting the tax code. And from that point, there's millions and millions of pages of tax cases which interpret the regulations and the code at various level courts. There's administrative rulings, revenue rulings. There's history from the administrative side when laws are passed. And it's fascinating to review everything because it's like putting together a mental jigsaw puzzle. And that's what I love doing.
And so let's take a typical, or if there is a typical situation with Tax Law Solutions. So I've got a business. I'm paying more than $50,000 a year in income taxes, and I think I want to pay less than that. I want to keep more of my money. Okay, I'm going to call Tax Law Solutions. What happens when I make that call?
Well, listeners to this show get a free second opinion on whether they're doing their, whether paying the legal minimum in taxes. We'll gather from the client some information that helps us assess whether they're optimized from a tax perspective. We've not yet found a client who is optimized. We've consistently found there are more things that can be done. We'll ask a few questions on a bit of a treasure hunt. We'll ask questions to discover what's happening or not. We'll seek the last year's tax or financial information from the client to give us what is, in our world, the X-ray, the same thing that allows us to be diagnostic that a doctor needs in their world. And then based on that information and our experience, we can very quickly get back to the client with an assessment because we've done this a few thousand times.
And this is something that again, so I mean, Dave, obviously your business experience, and it was you know, I mean, some kind of kismet that you two ended up you know, meeting and saying, hey, we can do something here, we can help people, and truly in talking with you guys the last few months, you know, you are both passionate about helping and about wanting to help people.
Well, that's exactly what we do. We both have diverse and, I believe, exceptional backgrounds that are specific to profitable, closely held businesses. My background comes from working with extremely wealthy billionaire families and multinational corporations, where we can take those type of planning techniques and apply them to just the merely affluent. And Dave also has that background working in mega companies and can bring that business expertise as to how to efficiently run and operate a closely held business so it can be more profitable and more tax efficient.
And that's kind of exciting.
It's very exciting for me as a businessman to see how laws, tax laws, get applied to structure and organize and make a business financially efficient. As a steward of a business, my goal, any business owner's goal, should be to protect and preserve the assets of that business for the benefit of their family, their shareholders, and other benefactors of the company. Part of protecting those assets is doing good tax planning. That is often the largest expense of a business if it's not managed correctly. And I like knowing how to practice that art as a businessman.
And again, that's something that I mean, any successful business, and you know, I mean, I work with a lot of retirement planners, and that the tax planning, even from a retirement standpoint, is critical to any successful retirement plan, and the same is can certainly be applied to business.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, one of the things we've found is that most taxpayers, according to the IRS statistics for profitable, affluent taxpayers, pay more tax than the average person in their net worth and net income level. And that always seems to be a shock to people when they come back and go, well, I thought I was doing everything I can.
Well, you probably were doing everything you knew, but not everything you can.
Exactly. And that's where we come in.
Here's a statistic. This is from the IRS. If your income is $520,000, your effective tax rate should be 17.6%. When I present statistics like that at conferences and to groups of people, I get all kinds of amazing looks and gasps and other reactions back, because
sure,
it's indicative of where they could be. In fact, that's the middle number. half the taxpayers at that level have a lower effective tax rate and half have a higher effective tax rate. If their income is $520,000, 17.6%.
Wow. That is, I mean, I can see where there's going to be some jaws dropping there when people hear that. I mean, because it's just assumed that they're paying a lot more.
And many are.
And that's where you come in as well to sort of help make that all happen. And when folks give us a call, in fact, you can give us a call right now at 678-TAX-HELP. That's the number, 678-TAX-HELP or 678-829-4357. We can get folks a head start on that because we do have some open phone lines. But again, getting back to that business owner who says, I thought I was doing everything I could. My accountant says I'm doing everything I should and could and can, but wait, there's more, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to, right, Richard?
Well, that's it, Steve. The fact is no one knows everything, especially not in the tax code. It's just too broad. It's too wide. It's too complex. And you need to have a practitioner that focuses on the specific type of income level that yourself and your company are in, that spends all their time working within a certain income grouping, because they're going to have a lot more experience dealing with those specific problems. And most tax practices deal with a variety of individuals, from people that have maybe a much smaller income to a few affluent clients. Whereas with Tax Law Solutions, all of our profitable, closely held clients, by most, would be deemed, quote, affluent, because only affluent people pay enough tax that they need to consider reducing their amount to what it should be, rather than being the statistic where they're paying much more than everyone else is.
Absolutely. And again, so here's the thing. I mean, one of the points of the show here is to just help folks make good decisions. So if you have any questions about what we're doing, about what the folks at TLS do, just give us a call, 678-TAX-HELP. That's the number, 678-829-4357. And we're going to have to take a quick break. But in the meantime, let's open up our phone lines for everybody. In fact, for the next 10 callers who call in right now, we're going to offer that complimentary tax savings analysis that Dave just talked about, and it could save you up to 30-40% on your income taxes per year. Now, we're giving this review to you with no cost or obligation. If you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes, knowledge is power, and this analysis is going to help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So really, what have you got to lose at this point? Now, the results of this analysis are going to help you understand why, and as we were just talking about, why you are overpaying your taxes. The next 10 business-owning callers, it's a comprehensive tax planning analysis. We're going to give away complimentary, no obligation. Go ahead. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and ultimately keep more of what you make. And isn't that your goal? So the analysis here is invaluable. It could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for as long as you own your business. So call us right now, 678-TAX-HELP. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to get that complimentary tax savings analysis. Give us a call right now, the next 10 callers, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. 678-TAX-HELP. We do need to take a quick break, but we have got much more of the Tax Planning Hour with Richard Kolumbic and David Runge right after this.
You run a successful business. You make a profit. And you pay your taxes. You pay a lot in taxes. Would you like to pay less in taxes and keep more profit for yourself? It is possible. All you have to do is call Tax Law Solutions for a complimentary tax savings analysis. TLS has legitimately and legally helped save business owners hundreds of thousands of dollars every year on their taxes. How do they do it? The TLS team combines business strategy and tax law expertise to craft a plan customized for your business. They are passionate about saving you money on your annual tax bill, and today they're offering a complimentary tax savings analysis. To learn more and schedule a time to review your business,
call 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. Or just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21000. And we are back. I'm Consumer Advocate Steve Siddall. This, of course, the Tax Planning Hour. We are in studio with the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions, Dave Runge, a very successful business owner and CEO, and Richard Kolumbic. He's a CPA, tax law attorney, and Richard loves nothing more than to wake up in the morning and open that big tax law and start digging in. Right, Richard?
That's it. How did you know what I do every morning, Steve?
I'm getting to know you a little bit, Richard. I think that, but I mean, it's really amazing that, and very cool that you can see that. And you've said this before, as a jigsaw puzzle, as putting the pieces together, taking the tax code, which, you know, for most of us, you know, we're going to just glaze over and not get it. But for you to be able to look at it, read it, interpret it, and then begin to say, well, wait a minute, this means this, and if I apply it to this business, they're going to end up saving money. I mean, that's remarkable.
Well, thank you, Steve. I've been doing it for a long time, and I enjoy it. And in fact, the tax code is a big mental jigsaw puzzle because there's so many different pieces, and there isn't an instruction guide on how to put the right pieces together to optimize your tax situation or minimize your personal and business taxes.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I think a good example or maybe something that folks might understand a little bit is you know, that's how the 401k was created, was Richard Banna was a CPA tax law attorney, not unlike you, Richard, who looked at this and interpreted it and said, hey, I think we got something here. And the 401k was born. That was 40 years ago.
Yeah. And just think of its popularity today. It's pretty much replaced the majority of other types of retirement plans because someone looked at it differently.
Right, exactly. And that's what you guys do at Tax Law Solutions is take a business. So, I mean, Dave, let me ask you this. Is there a typical business, you know, are there certain things that you do with everyone or is every case completely different?
Well, what's fun about our business, Steve, is that every business is different and there's something unique about each case that allows our plan to pivot toward that client's unique family or lifestyle or business situation. There is a pattern to how we approach the problem.
So, Dave, in working with different businesses, is it the case where every business is completely different and everyone has a different plan, or are there some similarities? And is there a typical situation for TLS?
Well, Steve, what's fun about our business is every client really is different. So there's always a process of discovery, which keeps it very interesting for all of us as we unravel a client's tax situation and prescribe how to reduce their taxes. But there are patterns. There's patterns that we use to address the problem. One of the first patterns we look at is their structure.
Okay.
For example, a recent project, a professional service firm, a client's business makes about $2 million a year.
All right.
Their personal income is $800,000. Personal taxes are, I'm rounding, over $300,000. That's almost a 45% tax rate that they're paying. And we look at a number of things, like their lifestyle expenses, the assets, the obligations that they have to their family and their business in terms of the expenses, and they're all different. Their savings plans. This individual is only able to put away $20,000 a year in a simple IRA, yet he's in a stage of life where he needed to start setting aside some money and look after himself. And we took a look at his business. We came up with a number of recommendations that resulted in a reduction of over 50% in his taxes. These were things that we systematically notice about closely held businesses who have not had the benefit of tax attorney mindset, a tax attorney frame of reference like which Richard brings to bear. We found eight different things they weren't doing, not one or two, eight. This client thought he was doing everything he could. Eight different strategies he's now using that he wasn't using before, which diversified his tax plan. He's not reliant on any one particular strategy, just in case something about the laws change. And he's now putting away over $200,000 a year to his retirement.
That's fantastic.
He's a happy client.
Yeah, I can see why. I mean, to go from a more than 50% tax hit to now saving $200,000 for retirement. I mean, wow. I can see why you guys have the success rate that you do. I mean, from a business standpoint, I'm thinking, wow, I'm in. I mean, and my guess is you get a lot of folks that feel that way.
Well, this is a typical situation. We meet a client, they think they're doing everything they can, and at the end of that, the client's comment is always typically, I wish I'd met you 10 years ago. You would have changed my life.
Absolutely. And so again, I'm gonna go to the question we were talking about earlier. So you do this, their jaw drops and they're saving money and their business is more successful and they're not paying that much in taxes. So obviously you guys need to make money. How do you get paid?
We get paid based on a fee for the services we provide.
Okay.
We charge a fixed fee.
All right.
We then deliver the maximum numbers and amount of savings for that fee. And the fee we charge is based on our analysis of the client's situation. We only deliver what they need. Some people need a lot more assistance than others based on where they're at in their life and in their income earning potential. So our projects are sized based on the value that they deliver. And what's nice about the way we get paid is a client knows going in how much our services are going to cost. And they also know the value that they will receive. So they have an economic decision to make. They're going to write a check.
Right.
They're either going to write a check to TLS to significantly alter the tax position, or they're going to continue to write a check every year to the IRS that is higher than they need to be paying. So this isn't about writing a check. They're going to write a check. We give the client a very interesting and important business decision to make.
And again, that's so important to understand, I think, from a business standpoint. As a business owner, you're saying, well, okay, but you're right. I'm going to write a check. Do I want to write a big one or a smaller one and in the process put more money in my pocket? That seems to be the way that it goes here.
Yes, I think that's a very, very important observation, Steve, because the fact is, sometimes a client doesn't have the ability to increase their gross revenues year after year, even though they really want to and work hard to do it. But if they can end up redirecting some of their tax monies legally so that their tax burden gets reduced, they've in essence increased their net income.
Sure.
And who wouldn't want to increase their net income?
No one. Everyone does. And there's plenty of opportunity for folks to meet with you at any time. 678 Tax Help is the number. And again, I love the case study today, Dave, because it just brings it home so much, where it's, you know, a $2 million company and, you know, you ended up saving them a lot of money.
Yeah, reduced his tax bill by 50%.
Whew. That's and nothing to sneeze
that's
at.
That's been going on for years now. His savings for retirement are now significantly accumulating. He's much more relaxed. He knows he doesn't have to keep working harder because his money's working for him now as a result of having engaged our services and now redeploying a lot of those funds to his own family's benefit.
I love that. And again, boy, time goes so quickly here. We need to take a quick break, but I do want to open up our phone lines once again for everyone and invite the next 10 callers who give us a call right now. We're going to give you that complimentary tax savings analysis. And as you've heard, it could save you 30 to 40, maybe even more on your income taxes per year. Now, this review is, there's no cost, no obligation. You need to be one of the next 10 callers right now who owns a business paying more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. I know there's a lot of you. Knowledge is power. This analysis is going to help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. What have you got to lose, gang? The results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you are probably overpaying your taxes. I think we all feel we are. Boy, and here's an opportunity to get some relief. So for the next 10 business callers, business-owning callers, that's a comprehensive tax planning analysis. We're giving away complimentary, no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and end up keeping more of what you make. Isn't that your overall goal? Now, this analysis is invaluable. It could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for as long as you own your business. So what have you got to lose? Give us a call right away, 678-TAX-HELP. If you're one of the next 10 callers, you're going to receive that complimentary tax-saving analysis. Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. And do that while you're thinking about it. Do it this afternoon, and you will be glad that you did. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with tax planning experts on the Tax Planning Hour.